With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's unconfirmed, but strong sources say President Biden reportedly will convene the top four congressional leaders at the White House this week to discuss the emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown next month. The Tuesday meeting will include House Speaker Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Schumer, House Democrat Leader Jeffries, and Senate Republican Leader McConnell. This week's at Alabama Supreme Court ruling on frozen embryos is drawing quick reaction from the GOP presidential candidates.
In Alabama, several clinics paused in vitro fertilization services after the court ruled that frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. Former President Donald Trump said he would strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a baby. And he called on lawmakers in the state to act quickly to find an immediate solution. Nikki Haley said she does not endorse the Alabama ruling, but agreed that an embryo is an unborn baby. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Talks are continuing that could lead to an extended pause in the Gaza war.
Israeli media reports that there is progress on an agreement for a ceasefire lasting several weeks between Israel and Hamas. This includes the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The Israeli chief of staff also spoke about the negotiations in a meeting with IDF commanders. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in action in the 2 years since Russia launched their full-scale invasion. Zelensky says the number was far lower than estimates given by Russian President Putin's government. Ukrainian leader did not disclose the number of troops that were wounded or missing, but he also said tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in occupied areas of Ukraine. This is SRN News. A lot of pressure coming down on Christians in Iran.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of young people in the United Kingdom thinks the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree all books that contained, quote, perceived hate speech, including the Bible and other religious texts, should be removed from society. Older Britons were less open to banning the scriptures, but about 15% think it's a reasonable idea. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have granted Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
Supporters of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro staged a huge demonstration in the country's biggest city to defend him against legal challenges relating to his 2023 election loss that could put him in jail. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.